Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Why are you wearing a Wrigleyville shirt? I just noticed that this morning. Are you a Cubs fan?
Melissa.
For real. What's your favorite baseball team?
My favorite baseball team in all of America.
In all of America.
Is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
They've got their colors on.
But I do like the Cubs. I've always had a soft spot for the Cubs.
Have you?
Yes. Growing up in high school, Sammy Sosa came up on the show today. Mm-hmm. Sammy Sosa loved Sammy Sosa. I was back in the hole to home run race in 98. I was rooting for Sammy Sosa to beat Mark McGwire. Back in when I was playing coming up through Little League, I played the outfield. I would always sprint to the outfield, just like Sammy would do. I loved Sammy Sosa, and I liked the Cubs going up, like growing up the whole.
Okay.
And then even in 2016, for the Cubs to get to the World Series, mm-hmm. who did they beat? The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Were you okay with that?
It hurt. It stung because the Dodgers were so close to the World Series. And at that point, Dodgers hadn't won since 1988. Which I can't complain to Cubs fans about that.
No.
Right. But it was, I was okay with it more so if it was like a team that I hated. So I like to see the Cubs. I was okay with the Cubs making it to the World Series.
So I guess the question is, how long have you owned a Wrigleyville shirt?
Oh, we got this.
When you got your Sox shirt.
Yeah, Dwayne. Dwayne sent
this sent
to us.
To
yeah, Officer Dwayne.
Oh.
A regular listener, regular caller to the show. He sent this, and
shirt.
Sent you something socks because he knew our affiliations.
Right, of course, that was nice.
I know it's this.
It's
is
a really
the
nice
city,
shirt.
It's the City Connect uniforms, the ones that just came out last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's the. It says Wrigleyville on it. It's awesome. And inside, I think it's got the neighborhoods, the name of the different neighborhoods. And
on the inside of it, it has that?
What's the point of that?
On the north side of Chicago. Somewhere on here it does.
That's cool.
Why would it be on the inside of the shirt?
Details, man. Attention to details. Because you're wearing it. Because neighborhood is all about what's on the inside.
I bet you that's the stupid explanation that they use, too.
Well, they don't have room to put it on the outside.
Look at your shoulders. There's room anywhere.
Then it gets busy. And
turn
you guys
around.
Don't,
let me
you
see
guys
the back.
Just don't understand design.
Let me see if it's on the back. It's not on the back, is it?
It's on the back. No.
Oh, yeah. They have room to put it on the back, like a concert t-shirt.
No, that's where a number... like a concert t-shirt.
Or like
you just got them like listed. Like they should put dates next to each neighborhood, too.
Totally.
You know, like June 1st, Lincoln Park. June 13th, Lakeview. Yeah.
I mean, Hanes even got rid of the tags inside their shirt. And now we're adding... fine stitching. I don't get it.
It kind of makes it a piece of
art.
If
nobody can see it. Like Zoom meetings. I'm not putting pants on. If you can't see
so if it's not visible to
it?
The eye, yeah. That is, oh my gosh, is that not the most court thing ever, though?
Total court
I'm
thing.
Just going to do just enough to, right. that I need to do.
Yeah. Why do more?
See, I like it.
I mean, it's, that is a good point. Why do more?
They call it good enough.
Why do, yeah, and it, what's the, what is the first word of that?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. And what's the second word?
Enough.
Is it?
Is it not?
Hey, if I had a meal that was good enough, I'm pretty satisfied.
It's not like it was bad enough.
Yeah.
You know?
What happens if you met a girl and she was just good enough?
Hey, that's good.
She's not bad.
What am I doing?
Huh?
Hey, she's good enough for me.
Yeah, she's
that's
good
what
enough.
I deserve.
Oh, my God.
She's not he's not complaining about her.
Reach for the stars, boys.
I think a girl who's good enough is better than no girl.
Right. I think I'm coming around on court side on this. Good enough. Yeah.
It's the goal. You always want to be good enough.
Because it's not, saying you're good enough is not a, it's not a slight at all.
No, there's much worse adjectives.
Yeah.
So if Meredith said,
I'm good enough, she probably has before.
I don't believe.
Let's be honest. I love Meredith way more than Meredith loves me.
There's always somebody that loves one person more in a relationship than the other.
Meredith's just not good at showing her love. Like, she's like, I think she does truly love me, but she's not good with, my love language is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
She sucks at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's a gifts and service, acts of service. So, and she's great at those.
Mm-hmm.
But and she loves it when I do that for her, obviously, because that's her love language.
What she likes, right?
But yeah, she.
So you feel lonely sometimes?
Sometimes,
a little empty,
yeah,
unfulfilled.
We're two very independent people, so I love and I do love that aspect of our relationship. Like, she's been out of town, and I've been fine at home. She's been fine without me.
Mm-hmm.
She's been good enough.
She's been. Thank you. Right.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. There's something about that good enough that makes me feel like a little swirly in my stomach.
Look, if you're always searching for great, you're going to come up short.
You will. You will.
Sometimes I want a great meal.
Well, then you have to pay
sometimes
extra.
I want to have a great day. Sometimes I want to have a great cup of coffee.
And you will here and there. But then once you have like a bad day, a good enough cup of coffee is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, okay, what happens if you have the great meal? Okay? You have the great meal. The next day, what do you want your meal to be?
Your margin of utility is so far
down. You don't want it to be a bad meal. So if the meal the next day is good enough, that's fine.
I prefer less good enough and more greats.
So
I don't know.
You say it creates a little churning in your stomach. Did someone once tell you, Melissa, that you were good enough?
When have they told me I was great? Never. So I know I'm always just good enough. If even that.
Look, Melissa, you're good enough for me.
And that's
but I'm not
enough.
Great for you.
Well,
who's great?
Yeah,
who's great?
So hard. I don't know anyone great, honestly.
You know, it's like when you talk about MVP in sports. How do you measure it?
Right.
How do you measure
the
value?
Most valuable person, yeah. You know, like player, I guess.
I mean, Nikola Jokic won it last year. He was good enough.
He was a good enough MVP.
No, but he's good enough.
Right. You can be good enough to win MVP.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a compliment.
Was Tom Brady. Was Tom Brady great? Or was he? Shut up.
He was good enough to win.
Or is he just a good enough
of all
player?
Time.
Right. But he's not just good enough. He's great.
What about John Montana?
Joe, shut up.
Where did that come from?
Because I said...
She said Tom Grady.
And I meant to say Brady, and I blended
right.
the word great
but
I get and
it.
Brady.
I get it.
Brady.
He's not very talked about player, so... No, you were good enough with that, with his name.
I would like you guys to tell our boss she's just good enough, but don't tell her she's great. And see how that goes over.
Do you want us to?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I've said stuff like, hey, how's it going? It's good enough.
That's just another day in court's life.
I love it.
What did I, you can be good enough and win. Like, if it's a down, like this year, for example, in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers won MVP, a second straight MVP. He was good enough. There was no one better than him, so he was good enough to win MVP.
Are the Cincinnati Bengals a great team?
No, but they were good enough to make it to the Super Bowl, right? See, you can still You can be great by being good enough. How about that?
I don't think so.
Was Matthew Stafford the best quarterback to take the Rams to a Super Bowl?
No, but he was good enough. Ryan Tannehill with the Titans. He's good enough.
See, that's where we get where good enough's great. Right. He's all right.
Right.
You know, if he was good enough, we'd be celebrating. You'd be a happy Titans fan.
Oh my gosh, I love this conversation.
You cannot
it's not great,
be two
but it's
things.
Enough.
You can't be good enough and great. You're either good enough or you're great.
You can't be great. You can't be great and good enough.
Yeah,
but you can be good enough to be great.
It's like squares and rectangles.
Right, exactly. A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't
opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. A rectangle isn't a square, but a square is a rectangle.
I see, and I disagree because I think those are two completely different
mutually
adjectives.
Mutually exclusive.
Yes, and they cannot be blended. You're either great or you're good enough.
But so you don't think that there's no gray area where you can be good enough to be great?
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
So what happens if everyone sucks? Is it let's take sports for example, because that's the best example I've got, and it's the only thing I know how to talk outside of country music. If everyone sucks one year in all of sports, they're all no one's standing out, but one person is just better than the others. Is that person great or is he just good enough to win MVP?
Just good enough to win MVP.
So there you go. But if you win MVP, what are you? You're great.
You're good enough.
No, you're great.
Because nobody because else was better.
You're the greatest player in the sport.
Mm-mm.
So if you win an MVP, you're great. So if you're good enough to win MVP...
No, because you're always going to have to compare it to something else that actually is great, which puts it in perspective that it's really just good enough.
When someone looks up Aaron Rodgers' Wikipedia page, they're going to see he won MVP in the 2021 season. They're not going to say, oh, he was good enough that year. No, they're going to say, oh, he's great. He's got two MVPs. Back-to-back MVPs.
They can say that, but let's say they have to talk about that specific year that he won that. Was he great that year?
He had a hurricane of a year outside of football.
I don't think he would make it in sports talk radio.
But his performance that year, despite all of the other stuff going on, was good enough for him to win MVP.
Good enough.
I don't know. I'm saying if my performance review comes in tomorrow and I'm good enough, I'm keeping my job.
That's true, right? Because, there's so much work
What happens if they paid you more, though, if you were great? But not good enough.
There's no budget.
No, you can't spend it. I'm saying pretend the money is there. You don't get a raise with good enough, but you get a raise with great.
Yeah, but look at what separates, good enough and great. How much extra I'd have to work, how much
that
less
is true.
Sleep I'd get. So,
yeah. I mean,
so when you consider all the variables.
He would be working for that extra money.
Yeah, good enough is great.
So less work outweighs more money.
Depending.
Okay, I'm changing my stance. This conversation is great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.